Greetings, everyone. This is MC Goku 305, speaking to you live from the United States of America on Anchor FM. And today, I have the most highly classified documentations on Dragon Ball and Naruto and Fairy Tail news. Now, before I give you these most highly classified documentations, I highly require you all to follow me on twitch.com/KidgeTheArtist and instagram.com/MCGoku305. Now, people, I need you all to be sharing these episodes and to repost them on your Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks or any social media networking place that you have friends on who need these documentations. Also, subscribe to this podcast from wherever you may be listening to me on. It may be Google or Apple or Anchor or Spotify, wherever you listen to me at. Make sure to smash the like button, attack the subscribe button, and suffocate the share button. Now, with that being said, it says here on page 1 that Dragon Ball Super, along with Naruto and Fairy Tail, are going to have a crossover for the first time in years. Now, we have saw a crossover of Toriyoko or the Toradogo and One Piece in the same anime, but we never saw Naruto, Dragon Ball, and Fairy Tail in the same realm together. Now, this right here, crossover, is going to be aired on a simulcast from Japan and America on the same day. It is going to air after the Dragon Ball Super Broly No. 2 film airs this year in December. It's going to air that next day. After one film airs, the next film airs. And also is going to have a TV special, which is the same film, that's going to air on Fuji TV and on Adult Swim Toonami at the exact same time, people. These are the most highly classified documentations that nobody wants you to know about. See, I got this information from the higher-ups in Toei Animation. I got this information from the most trusted source I have in Japan. Oh, yes. I got this information from the supervisors, the animators. These are the most highly classified documentations that we know about. Now, it says here on page 2 that the character designs of this film here is going to be hand-drawn with cell animation, which means pen, paper, ink, and paint. And we're going to hear a brand new original soundtrack by the same man who recorded Cha La He Cha La in the 80s and 90s of Dragon Ball's era. Not just that, it says here on page 3 that Saban Entertainment and Nickelodeon are going to be airing this too on there, on their network. And it's going to have a nice big fat time slot on broadcast television. Now, people, we need to get this thing here clear. These are some documentation they did not want you to know about right here. Now, it says here on page 4 that Naruto is going to be voiced by three different people. This film is going to have baby Naruto, kid Naruto, and adult Naruto, along with the Ocean dub and Funimation dub at the same time in the same studio, voice directing this as well, along with some voice actors from Inuyasha, some character animation designers from Naruto coming to animate every step of the minute. Plus, there's going to be a manga release for this as well. Yes, that's right, people. These are the most highly classified documentations that you've never seen before. So, people, get ready for this crossover, because this is going to be called the Dragon Ball Naruto Fairy Tale Crossover Team Episode Power Hour. Get ready for this December to have this film out. The same day that Broly gets in the theaters is the next day this is going to be in theaters in America and in Japan and on TV in Japan and in America at the same darn time. Now, people, I hope you enjoy these documentations. Share this with your fans, because I guess from the higher-ups in Japan and in supervisor Shueisha, the secretaries and the presidents of the Shogo and Shonen Jump magazines at Viz Media, I have the connection. Have a great day today. Bye.